Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. So today I'm joined again by Scott Abbott. Scott is my coach, my mentor. He is the owner of Boss Up. I've had just over a year long journey now with Scott.
I think we passed. So happy anniversary, Roy. I think it might have been about a month or two ago, but we're busy.
Yeah. And it feels like 10 years, right? It feels like I've known you forever. I think we really align very well. And I look up to Scott and his various enterprises. And Scott is joining us today to talk about a number of different things, primarily about his journey into or continued journey into being an author. And Scott's been an author before. He's a best-selling author of a number of books. And basically, at the moment, he's just previously released Boss Up. And Boss Up is the structure and the nuts and bolts of our coaching system. And now he's releasing Boss Up Moments. And I love this because Boss Up Moments is bringing the human in. And as we go into this era, 2026 is all about how can you keep your human alive while your AI does the grunge. Scott, over to you.
Thank you, Roy. And again, happy anniversary, birthday, what have you. It's been awesome. And feelings mutual. A coach without a coach is a liar. And I consider you to be my coach too. And so metal sharpens metal. So thank you for the support, the allyship, the fellowship, and really your head and heart, the way you approach your work, the way you work with your clients and the solution you deliver. Because as we was talking, as cliche it sounds, before we got on mic, at the end of the day, Boss Up has books and resources and materials and programs. And we've got a beautiful platform where our coaches have community and the assets. But really, the coaches are what make Boss Up a solution. And because people don't typically want to buy products or a service per se, they want to buy a solution. But you can't deliver a solution without some type of a tangible, programmatic, call it what you will, asset, product, service. So without you and all the other coaches around the world, we wouldn't be here. So first and foremost, thank you to that. And then second, yeah, pretty excited about the launch of Boss Up Moments. I think I've said this before, and you said it, Boss Up, the first book. And just to make sure everybody can get a visual here, if this is the engineering, this is the energy. This is the structure, the roadmap, the framework, the template for startup, small, mid-market, frankly, anybody, but typically that's where we hang out, for them to help them to learn what we call the essential concepts, tools, and disciplines to build, run, and scale, leveraging a tailored business operating system, the practical, intelligent use of AI, and coaching. And as you want to your credit, not just because they hire a coach like you and the others, it's because they choose also to think of themselves and nurture and mentor their people like a coach, right? That's how you transform and grow and keep challenging yourself to get out of your own damn way. So this is more of the, again, the engineering, the mechanics, the chassis, if you will, like in a car, the foundation to a home. And now Boss Up Moments came out. And as we believe, this is literally one of the most modern, inclusive, fun, flexible ways to learn, call it what you will, the soft skills. And we do that through really four key tenets. One, there's a QR code that connects into an actual video on YouTube, our Boss Up Moments YouTube channel. Two, then we have basically the explanation of the moment along with three impactful gems. So you get these soundbite bumper sticker shots of nutrients and protein. And then really cool, fourth is the prompts. Five prompts that you can use for journaling. You can use it in one-on-one coaching. You can use it for your weekly team meetings as a break. And last but not least, you can actually tuck it into AI. And you can belly up with your AI partner and use it to critically think and discern and figure it out. So together, man. This is kind of like head and heart and systems and soul. So yeah, we're pretty passionate about it. Out of the block. In fact, I think we're doing a 90-day virtual book tour. We got some actual fun things that are in person. So it's been a journey. And as I always like to say, the destination is the journey. So it's been a wonderful addition, compliment to Boss Up, our guidebooks, our materials. And what's cool is with Boss Up Moments, you don't actually have to be on the Boss Up quote unquote system. That's why we're actually working with colleges and not-for-profits. We've got a philanthropic side that we're just trying to help with leadership and under-resourced communities. And so that's fun too, is that you get this business and life element. So thanks for asking, and thanks for letting me share all of that with you and the listeners.
Amazing. I think one of the things that I want to really talk about as we go into this new era is there's this conception or misconception that AI can do everything for me, right? Yeah, we've gone through a stage of AI being, oh, this is my next 100%. It can do everything. And then it's coming down and down. And we're going to be craving the human connection more and more. The human connection is so important, and AI can't bring experiences. It can bring you examples and can bring you these type of discussion points, but actually having someone sit there in the room and feel the energy in the room and feel see the responses of what people's faces are doing and understand that variance, and that's something so uniquely human to bring into your soft skills and bring into to that understanding, and actually being able to sit there, challenge a model, really challenging, the business owner sitting there being a little bit of an idiot, and his team are just sitting there a little bit scared of him,
Yeah.
and you're picking this up. Now, being
Yeah.
able to do that's really what we're
Yeah.
talking about here, right? We're
Yeah.
talking about
Yeah.
soft skills. We're talking about understanding that.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? Maybe we can share.
Well, yes and yes. And again, sorry for being demonstrative here, but I think it helps. To your point, not only are you correct, and you are the purpose, the cause, the passion, the why for humanization to AI, but what we did is exactly that. So I was just in an all-day session a couple of days ago down in Louisville, and a 10-person team, they all had the book, and we took about a half hour just to show them how this becomes their L&D, learning and development hymnal, for lack of better terminology. And to your point, like one of the to use your term, here's one of my favorites is humanization, right? So humanization is, right, technology is great, AI is cool when used appropriately, but humans and being the best humans we could be. And so there's the quick little video, there's a quick summary, there's the gems. But what we did, which is really neat, we went to the prompts. And I said, hey, gang, let me show you how you do this in life. So they read it, they wrote a couple of ideas. Then I had everybody, me and my personal AI's vector, right? So I basically tailored ChatGPT in a way that's been mine now for about a year. But we did it interactive, Roy, right? So it was, you've heard the cliche, teach you to fish, give you to fish. So in this room for 30 minutes, we did this. And people are just like, I hate to say it, the front of the book says, these pages are magic. Wait a minute, there's video, there's AI, there's pen and paper, there's humans. We're challenging, we're talking. It's like this glorious feast of all of the above. And it was amazing, man. I'm just being very sincere. Light bulbs, you like in the cartoons, man. People's light bulbs are going out over their head and they're going, this is powerful. And I said, if there's anything you're going to take away from this, is what? Us. You've got this, you've got your pen, you've got your AI, you've got us. Imagine when you tuck this in and make this a rhythmic, fun, but rigorous element to your business, work, and life. I'm like, guys, you're not only building, running a great company, but you're literally getting an MBA for what? $25 book and 15 bucks for the enterprise version of AI. And you follow me, man? And I'm not kidding. Obviously, I'm pretty passionate about what we're doing. But trust me, I can be my own worst critic and my biggest, hardest coach on myself. But I've done probably about two dozen of these type of meetings before and after the book's been launched into the world. And it's all the same. That's why we put this at the end, magic. And they're like, video, AI. Talking, learning, and then we get up and we get out. And now they tuck this into their life. And they say it takes about 35 to 40 days to start or stop, you know, something that's a bit like a habit, right? Then there's a second level, it takes about 90 days. That's why we have these things called rocks. But the third is 6, 8, 10 months because it's really embedded. But I can tell you, I challenge them to say, hey, this is one of those 30, 40 day initiatives. And once a week, preferably journaling. Do what we just did. And because a lot of people don't know where to start. And so that's why we've got the 40 moments. and said, "Hey, this is an inspiration. We've got everything from conflict to boundaries, relationships, culture, leadership, management. And it's kind of like a starter kit." But the beauty was, Roy, if you could have seen the vibe of AI, technology, systems, humans. And again, the biggest thing at the end of the day is there's John and Susie and Paul and Frank, not ChatGPT and USB. It was really cool. And that's where, back to AI, and I know your passion and your heart's in the same place. We own it. It don't own us. And the humanization of the strategy, the tactics, the incorporation of good AI, practical, intelligent AI, and then again, the respect that we're running, building a business. But really, the thing that everybody saw and felt was humans.
I part of the things that I do is I encourage people to talk about themselves. So in the meeting process, we have the segue, and so often I'll go into the segues. I'll say, "Listen, guys, just connect with your humans again." And an example is I'd say, just find an advert from so everyone would have a personal thing that they'd bring in to the segue, and find an advert from your childhood. Yeah, and just bring that the next time. Maybe you can find one on Google or something, yeah, or you can just remember about it. And you sit there with 10 people in the room, and that each give their advert, and everybody else would just be connect. Oh, yeah, I remember the Milky Way kid, and I remember this, and I remember that. And suddenly it just gives you this connection, right?
It does. And I love the idea, by the way. I'm a leverager and a recycler, so I'm going to leverage that idea. We love the segue. We love for the start of every meeting, be it a weekly meeting, quarterly, annuals, where you've been, personal, professional highlights. But to your point, and what was cool as a strategy, and this happened the other day, but at the start of the book, we have these table of moments. And I'm going to piggyback off of that. It felt like people weren't able to come up with their own adverts. And so I said, "Hey, we just had a nice meeting. We went over pretty intense stuff. Given your situation, given your season, given your function, given your roles, responsibilities, accountabilities, and life, choose one of these 40 words that sparks you, that resonates with you. To your point, I don't want to do all the talking all the time, but I want you to do three things. I want you to choose one. Then I'm going to go around the room and ask you to explain why you chose that word. Why did you choose courage or gratitude or boundaries? What was it that sparked you?" Which they did, which was brilliant. And then I said, "Now flip to that page, and you're going to now do this public commitment to everybody that you're now going to take this moment, this word, this reason, and you're going to make something real of it." And so literally, I put them all on the record, right? I call it a personal commitment device. And they now have agreed that this is going to be their rock for the quarter, right? They don't have to go read a bunch of other books and watch a bunch of movies. You follow me? So to your credit, yeah, we all know this as coaches that as much as there's a lot of people can walk in a room and look at a whiteboard and say, "Let's design think. Let's figure out what to do for transformation and rocks and goals." It's true. About 62% of humanity can't start with a blank sheet of paper. They need something to latch onto. Then they can get better. But let's be honest, we're blessed, and a lot of people don't have the same backgrounds and training and learning that we do. So you got to give them an asset, something to hold on to move them forward. So I love your idea about an advert. And the net of this is, and you and I both know this, there's no excuse not to be able to start with a personal human-centric update in any meeting. Is that I call rubbish. In fact, rubbish, bullshit, whatever you want to say, but that's just wrong. That just means you're being lazy, you're being mediocre. But you got to commit to, "Hey, I'm going to talk about something of relevance to me. I'm going to humanize it. We're going to get to know each other. And yeah, we're also going to talk business and deal with issues and P&Ls and all that other kind of stuff."
And this concept of structure, of systems, of the foundational groundwork of what we do, right? The business operating system is something that's not available to so many people, because firstly, they don't know it's there. What do you know? What you don't know, right? They don't know it's there. I had no idea that by implementing 2017, I implemented a business operating system. When I implemented it, my life changed. As a business owner, my life changed, my relationships changed, my time changed, everything changed. And that's why I'm passionate about bringing this out here. And in so much, there's so much clarity for me now as we go through the next period, the next year, the next 2 years. These systems that we can, information is now free, totally free. You can sit there with AI, with 1,000 experts in the room with you all day long, And the tendency is going to be, okay, I'll just do AI with it, right? So these systems, these structures, the SOPs in your company, all these things, as you go through the process of really automating everything you don't need to do, that's grunge work, that's going to give us the opportunity to humanize more. And we have to learn how to be humans again in this situation. Yeah, and I know that's strange to say it, but we've forgotten the dreaded COVID that separated us, it kept us apart. And we've really forgotten this. We're there as a team. And if your company is going to grow, you have to be a team. You have to, everybody has to be on the same page. You have to be moving towards that vision or in rowing in the same direction. Yeah. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, as no brainer as it sounds, it's actually a brainer, right? We want efficiency, we want effectiveness, we want systems that help us to be lean and to be productive. On the other hand, it always reminds me of there's a burger joint here in town that was famous for its milkshakes, and they had a commercial that started with basically a dig on the big franchise burger guys that make shakes, and it literally shows an assembly line of milkshakes being made. And the voiceover says, "We agree their way is more efficient." And then they basically show the camera somebody making a beautiful milkshake, right? The ice cream and the scoops, the milk, the blender, pouring it out, a whipped cream, a cherry, sprinkles, a straw. And she looks at the camera with these three great looking milkshakes, and she goes, "But when was the last time you had a milkshake?" And said, "And that tastes efficient." Yeah. So the beauty about AI, and to your point, almost everything's free now. You can download it from the internet. What's not us humans? And so I think, to your credit, and again, to even my point that I said earlier about that meeting, there are a lot of people going to roll their eyes and saying, "Why are we spending 30 minutes talking about human stuff and getting to know each other?" Well, in the moments, and in Boss Up, we call it the 10-80-10. And that's that for most business owners, if you have good systems, good structure, you believe in what we believe in, the nine core competencies, and you spend the right time to architect, build, engineer, and run, that should free the owner up to spend most of their time, 80%, on the first 10%, which is the visionary stuff, the in-market diagnostics, finding and winning and staying true to their clients and their employees. And then the last 10%, which is the thank you. What next? What now? How am I staying on top of things, right? Because the middle 80 is systemized. And that's what you trust and trust your management team to do. So here's my point. If that happens for about a year, which is part of our solution, then the leaders are the same way. Now, the leaders should have 25 to 30% of their time, what? To plan, to think, to dialogue, to discern, to debate, to challenge and confront and hug and kick and do all these things. You follow me, man? And that's back to AI, back to good AI, good systems, and proper coaching. Instead of this traditional eye roll that I've had for decades in coaching and consulting, you're going to say, "But this is part of your job." And it's amazing. Those moments, that's where sparks of genius can come out. That's where you can realize, "Hey, I shouldn't be doing this, or we should be doing that." You follow me? So, yeah, the automation, the efficiency, the effectiveness of both good systems, but now harmonized with AI and humans who know how to self-coach. Whew. And so here's the dark side. I don't know what dark side, but here is the reality to all this. So let's just run and say we're right. Let's give ourselves the benefit of the doubt and say this is true. By the way, it is. People are just catching on. So what's this mean? Yeah, what it means is the definition of workforce and employment, and historically that company may have needed 20 people. Now they only need 10. Yeah, that's a reality. And so the good news, though, is I do believe that through that, you're going to have more companies, you're going to have actually a silver lining to the change in employment and the definition of employment. But counterintuitive as it sounds, I actually think the human side is going to get better. I do. Because smart, well-run companies are now realizing that thanks to AI, good systems, and automation, that part is self-running with proper guidance and oversight and governance. And the humans then are now what? Doing what? Being more human.
And to that point, as we go through 2026, there's going to be a real split between companies, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
even if we just take those companies.
You mean those that are doing and getting and growing and those that aren't?
I think that even subbing it down further than that. So let's just say we talk about the AI piece, right? Just AI. Yeah, and people are diving into AI and they're just going full tilt. And part of what I have to do a lot is get them to get their systems right, because you can't systemize something, you can't automate something, you can't do any of that until such time as you step by step what to do. Now you're going to have this piece of actually, I'm just able to do so much with this. I don't need people. And that's going to be the single biggest failure, certain set of people. And they're going to come out and they're going to leave the human out instead of just saying, you guys, Mary, she did this really well, and but she was spent 30% or 50% of her time doing this grunge work. Let's get Mary to be more human. Let's give her the ability to really, and let's give her a 6-hour day. We're making 10 times. So let's give her a 6-hour day and let her live her life, the life she loves. Those companies that invest in their humans and their communication and their team, those are the ones that are going to, that's how you, this is the new way to, in my mind, the new way to stand out.
Amen. And then Isidore Sharp, the founder of Four Seasons, and I've been using this quote. You've heard it a lot too, right? It's embedded in our session work and our solution. But the quote is, systemize the predictable to humanize the exceptional. And this was pre-AI. And if I may, this was pre-Boss Up. And when was the last time you've been to a crummy Four Seasons? And you're absolutely correct. Now, again, here's a reality. That company 10 years ago had 15 people employed in what we call W-2s. Now, maybe it's only five or seven on W-2s. It could be a couple on 1099, fractional gig economy, people that come in and are specialists in their area, but they're not a traditional employment. So there's change afoot, yeah? And that's where, again, you and I are both activists on this one in a good way, are passionate about, hey, the two priorities I think we all have is keep momentum and drive progress. Don't over, not, neither a cynic nor an optimist be. Find that groove. And, but yeah, man, if your head's in the sand or your head's in the clouds, either with AI, it's not in the right place. It's got to be central. It's got to be positively pragmatic. But yeah, if you're not looking at 2026, as we said here in December, and you look at the next 18 to 24 months, I look at 27, 28, and yeah, it's going to be a big change. And so the question is, are you going to let it get the best of you, or are you going to do the best to get the best of it?
100%, 100%. So I want to wrap up in a bit, but I want you to go and pick your three favorite moments and maybe just read out some of those. That would be greatly appreciated if you would.
Oh, well, it's funny because we all have seasons, we all have dates, we all have times. And I had a lot of, you helped me. I've had a lot of people help me on this. Shout out to Shakir and our design team. You've seen it. There's so much help and assistance I had. But I can't lie, what I do love is what you just said. And, you know, the book, this is called Catalyst Volume One, which does have very specific connective tissue to Boss Up. And then the Volume Two is coming out late Q1, and it's called Advantage. And it's really that the accoutrements, just that next level of awareness and fun titles like Namaste and Yet. And just the fact I love Volume Two. I'm almost done writing it. We're gonna go into design. But the whole idea here, and I know it's gonna sound almost cliche, but these are like my kids. I love them all. And what's funny is I've noticed a trend that older people really like the first moments around architect, builder, custodian, the concept of how to lead and be the right type of leader and business owner, right? But I got to tell you, with some of the dynamics of today, and as I said, I called the other night after a board meeting, I gave everybody the book. What's an author who doesn't give a book for a Christmas present to the fellow board members? And I just said, hey, everybody choose a word. Choose a word that resonates with you given the season of your life. Your roles, accountabilities, responsibilities. Just look at this for about a minute and choose a word. And they did. And I said, before you go to the explanation, just give us a thought in terms of why that sparked you. What's going on, right? And so one of the guy, the chairman of the board, said his one was coachable. And he's just, he's Scott, because I'm his coach too. He says, I'm probably not the best client coaching, right? I can be a little stubborn. I know I need it. I want it. You can lead a horse to water, make it drink. And I said, great. Now turn the page. And I said, read the first opening paragraph. And I'll just show you what happened right now. So he goes out to it, and it's page here. And he reads it. I said, now remember what you said, back to the magic. I go, yeah, he reads it. Coachable. Coaching isn't cuddling, coddling, or cajoling. It's calling you out and calling you up. We coach and we get coached, not to be harsh or harmful, but to be honest and helpful, not to shame, but to sharpen. Not to tear down, but to build up. And the best coaching doesn't just improve your overall performance, it also transforms your character. And he not only sat with us for the moment, again, he's got his own team that I've helped coach. He goes, "That's it in summary." I said, "Now turn the page." He goes, "Okay." I said, "If you want, you can click on the QR code and watch the video." But I said, "Go over to the gems and just read the three out." "Okay, here are the three gems that correlate coachable. Don't confuse discomfort with disrespect." "Ooh." And they, "Sometimes I feel disrespected when I know actually you're pouring into me, but I don't know if I like it." "I get it." Second is, "The trigger is the teacher." "Ooh, that one's another one. Often we blame the mirror versus the reflection." The third is, "Focus on the breakthroughs, not the backlash." And he did, I'm just telling you, everybody in the room's kind of going, "Ooh." And I said, "And last but not least, because we don't have time, this is your homework. You've got prompts here, back to AI, tuck it in, leverage it, have fun with it. And you decide if this is something you want to share with your team, if you want to keep it private and you're just doing Sunday journaling, or you're going to bring it into a weekly team meeting." So I love Coachable. And really, the thing that I tried to do here was have some degree of sequencing. So again, the moments start with a lot more connective tissue to leadership management. And at the end, I get more into gratitude and courage. And we know this, Roy, especially with the world today, some of the dynamics of the humans and the finger pointing, the divisiveness, politics, socioeconomics, right? I would say the EQ to IQ to ego ratio is where we're not harmonized. And my actual favorite one in there that I won't read are two. One is relationships, where I'm just trying to coach people up to what is the strategic, tactical, and the reality of a good relationship. That's why so many relationships fail, is because they just don't understand the science, the art, the mechanics, the logistics, and the what we call agreement-based commitments. You follow me? So I think relationships is a big one for today. And then corollary to that is boundaries. Because this is where people just think, "Hey, we're holding hands and singing Kumbaya," and that goes for about 4 months. And the next thing you know, you have a conflict. You're confronted with something. Something goes bump in the night, and you now lose that luster and that love, be it in life and work and family and homes. Why? Because you didn't have agreed to boundaries that said, "Hey, when my RPM goes above 7 in my human heart and head, and I get frustrated with my spouse or my colleagues or my employees, time out," and use that trigger as a way of saying, "What's going on? Is it me? Is it this?" And bring more of the science in versus the heart in, right? Because that's where it gets complicated. And this is where I just go back to our work, man. Why I think we love it. The art, the science, the strategy, the mechanics, the purpose, the cause. And frankly, I think that's been over the years in colleges and schools and even in consulting, it's been very segmentized. And I love compartmentalization, don't get me wrong. But thanks to AI and thanks to now solutions like this, we can integrate. And the word inclusive, right? We can now have, and it's okay. Back when I started in business 40 years ago, right? Let's be honest. You had to be macho and corporate is corporate and don't worry about this. And it was jerky. It just was. And then I think we overwent the dot-com era and we pandered and patronized and everything had to be about culture and cool and hip and taste and style and design. And I do think, again, as much as we've got some funky things going on in the world, right? I think 95% of humans want to be good. They don't want to argue. They don't want to be extremist on left or right. They want to live life and grow and provide. And so I think we're at a good era, man, is my point, where I think this is all coming together, where we can be in business, work, and life with head and heart, purpose and profit, systems and soul. It's just that most people don't know how to get from here to there. And yeah, thanks for asking on the moments. And that's the whole idea here, is to fuse the hard stuff with the soft stuff. And then for business owners and leaders to not only appreciate it, but to respect it and make sure that it's literally embedded into the very, again, systemization or way that you build, run, and scale. Because I do think this is where the Z generations, the 20s are coming in. I often joke the millennials are the ones that messed everything up, he says with a joke as a Gen Xer. But I think that's the, you know, you've heard the cliches, the glass half empty or half full. I think it's both. And I think it starts with this conversation you and I are having is, and to your credit, right? All the things you do with health and well-being, from ice baths to breathing. I love your world, man. You know it. And we're brothers by a different mother on that one. And I think it's not just because we believe it, because we do it, but I do think it's proven right now. That's where ideally most business owners, leaders, and companies want to be, is this end both head and heart, purpose and profit, right? You with me? And that's again back to AI that can help us too, and guidebooks and the right systems and solutions, because again, most people are focused on their world today and they don't know where to go, how to get there. And that's what good people like you are here for. So thanks for asking.
Okay, thank you very much for all those kind words.
I think now we want to just, what does the next couple of months look like? I know you're releasing Boss Up Moments on Kindle. There's going to be a real good special offer on that, and we'll put this together and make sure the link down below. And I encourage everyone to go and get that. But just tell us about the next,
Yeah. I don't know when you're planning on having this out, but yes, the Boss Up Moments on Amazon, everything's been going phenomenal. A new book, best release, new release bestseller on Amazon on all criteria. But yes, from December 14th through the 21st, I believe this is global. I don't know what the conversion rate is in De Niro and American, but the Kindle version, which I love, but I don't love it as much as the regular version. This is like $26 on Amazon, but the Kindle is going to be 99 cents. And so this is where I go, hey, sorry to overthink this. Everybody should have a Kindle in their pocket, right? Or on their iPhone, they get a laptop, they can actually have the device. So for 99 cents, I'm hoping it's in schools, at homes, in boardrooms, and classrooms. So yeah, from December 14th to the 21st on Amazon for Kindle, 99 cents. And I know it's going to sound silly, but the book itself is great. And it could be for colleges, for business people, for owners. Again, boss up the solution. You know this, right? The engineering, the way leadership teams and owners do that work, that's kind of a defined market, right? A couple hundred thousand in that one out there, the owners, the leaders, maybe a million or two. But for boss up moments, we're talking hundreds of millions of humans that could just get the next level on self-awareness and confidence and just that other next goodness that they could bring in terms of their skills, their skill set. So yeah, pretty passionate about this. And so we're on this journey, and ideally others are going to see and think the same thing that we've talked about today.
Amazing. Thank you very much for joining me, Scott. And I
Thanks,
will get
Roy.
this out pretty quickly. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the journey going forward, man.
Yeah, no, it's been great. Again, I thank you so much for your leadership, your passion, your commitment. As we joked about Spider-Man being behind you, right? I do honestly feel like we're the not superheroes, right? Way more humble than that. But hopefully, thanks to you and the others, right? You're helping people get to the next level. And so I just thank you so much for that. And happy holidays, safe travels to and fro. I know you're on the road quite a bit, but keep doing all the great work you're doing, Roy. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Cheers.
For listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.